Joe Biden is turning his back on the most important and most terrifying international developments in generations. News that the Wuhan lab may have been responsible for the COVID-19 virus being released to the world, causing well over 3 million deaths. And why? Because of Trump derangement syndrome, of course. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. And while according to a new report here, the Biden administration pulled the plug on a Trump-era State Department investigation into whether or not COVID-19 originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. I want you to see then-President Trump, what he said back in April 2020.
Have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves because they're like the public relations agency for China.
Ooh, he was right in more ways than one, right? At the time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was investigating the Wuhan lab and trying to figure out whether or not China's biological weapons program may have played a role in the pandemic. A year ago, Chinese state media attacked Pompeo, writing in a Chinese communist publication that as a devout Christian, Pompeo lied and should be punished. NBC News even read from the article, which is bizarrely titled Pompeo, a Christian who lied into sexual policy. I'm not sure what the whole sexual policy thing has to do with anything. That's one that's clearly lost in translation. Anyway, this is the Chinese CCP-backed Global Times. And NBC News, what did they do? They aired this story right out of China, the Chinese side of the story, like this.
While Chinese state television branding the U.S. Secretary of State insane and evasive, a Chinese Communist Party newspaper calling him a liar for these comments.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
Ooh. Okay. And then NBC went on to quote Anthony Fauci, of course.
But in an interview published overnight, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he does not believe the virus was made in a Chinese lab, not directly weighing in on the theory it may have escaped from the lab, saying the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
You heard that. NBC News parroting China. And think about why that's so wrong, right? NBC News doing China's job for it. Because all those media folks, they hated Trump so much that they wouldn't believe China could have had any role in leaking this virus to the world. This is what you call TDS, Trump derangement syndrome on steroids. And that's pretty terrifying. It's terrifying because this is exactly what China wanted. And you know what? They got it. The media was all in on it with the whole TDS thing going on. That very well may have contributed to this entire problem and have enabled China to get away with it. For now, anyway, watch the media.
The problem for President Trump is that he's running for re-election, is looking for ways to deflect blame for the performance of the administration.
But after the president said last week he'd seen convincing evidence that gave him a high degree of confidence that the virus came from the lab, I checked in with intelligence sources, and they are just not on that page. What they say is, we don't know. We don't have any smoking gun evidence either way.
Well, what a difference a year makes, right? Donald Trump himself is now responding to all of this. Watch him here with our friend Steve Cortes.
I think it was obvious to smart people that's where it came from. I have no doubt about it. I had no doubt about it. I was criticized by the press because China has a lot of people taken care of. They took care of Hunter. They took care of Joe. They took care of everybody, didn't they? And people didn't want to say China.
Maybe. I mean, think about it. Who gets handed an $85,000 diamond by a businessman with ties to the CCP? I mean, other than Hunter Biden. Anyway, the alarming news here is that the investigation into China, into what role the Wuhan lab played in the release of all this, into what exactly was going on from a biological weapons standpoint, that's all been dropped. According to CNN, J. Joe Biden's team shut down a closely held State Department effort launched late in the Trump administration to prove that the coronavirus originated in a Chinese lab over concerns about the quality of its work. This is according to sources familiar with the decision. Now, the existence of the State Department inquiry and its termination this spring by the Biden administration, neither of which has been previously reported, comes to light amid renewed interest, CNN writes, in whether the virus could have leaked out of a Wuhan lab with links to the Chinese military. The Biden administration is also facing scrutiny for its own efforts to determine if the Chinese government was responsible for the virus. Those involved, they write, say that the investigation was an honest effort to probe what many initially dismissed, that China's biological weapons program could have had a greater role in the pandemic's origin in Wuhan. Well, okay, do you understand how serious this is? What a big deal this is? We need to understand China's role in this pandemic. We need to understand whether or not China's biological weapons program was involved. And we need to know that regardless of Donald Trump and whether we like him or hate him. I am disgusted by this refusal to look into what's what. I'm disgusted by the mainstream media. It's why, actually, I started this company. It's why I'm here right now with you, TrishaIntel.com. If you're just as disgusted as I am, please make sure you subscribe to the show, subscribe to the channel on YouTube, on Rumble. Go to TrishaIntel.com, get my newsletter there. The link is in the notes here because this is important stuff. I mean, this is where you and I can make a difference. We need to make sure that the real news gets out. We need to make sure the truth is told, and we need to hold China accountable. I'm disgusted by the media types, the leftists that can't think clearly because they just don't like someone. We need truth. It's important for our country. It's important for the world. If they do like you, of course, you're set, right? I mean, Anthony Fauci, he's totally set, right? He's like home free. Anthony Fauci in the hot seat amid news that the organization he ran, the NIH, was funneling money via a company called EcoHealth to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Senator Rand Paul addressed this very issue head on with Fauci. I want you to hear it.
Will you, in front of this group, categorically say that the COVID-19 could not have occurred through serial passage in a laboratory?
I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done, and I'm fully in favor of any further investigation of what went on in China. However, I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Whoa. What is this, clever wording? Because well, the NIH maybe didn't directly fund the research, like cut the check issued to Wuhan Institute of Virology in China, specifically for the study of bat coronaviruses. Of course, the NIH did write a check of more than $600,000 to EcoHealth, which then sent the money to the Wuhan Institute to investigate and to look into research on the bat coronavirus. I mean, check this out. Zero Hedge actually reported this and went back to the original receipt, the invoices, which are actually online, and said that EcoHealth was the company given all that money by NIH. And then they, in turn, EcoHealth, took the money from the NIH, the organization that Fauci ran, and they gave the money to China. And yet Fauci's just going to play dumb? The media's job right now is to investigate this further, to ask questions, to find out why it is that we're funding research on such dangerous viruses with our enemies. I mean, if you want to do the research, right, don't go to China. Like, if you want a toy that's not going to break, don't go to China. They don't exactly have the same kind of standards, operation standards, safety standards that we do in the United States of America or other Western countries for that matter. What are we doing? Investigating the bat coronavirus in China. Fauci should have known better. He should have known that, but instead he funded this research. And then effectively, if you ask me, I mean, you could be generous and say, like, maybe he didn't know because, well, he did know, but maybe he was just sort of trying to, you know, have a way with words. It sounds like he lied to Senator Rand Paul. That's what it sounds like, because we've seen the records, we've seen the checks. It went from EcoHealth courtesy NIH, all the way to Wuhan. Well, Republicans are now rightly so calling for Anthony Fauci to be fired. He should be fired. He's been all over the place since the beginning on this, and nothing from him has been anything other than CYA right from the beginning, and now we are learning why. But have you seen any of this coverage in the mainstream media? I mean, I haven't. Dribs and drabs here and there. This is really an important story involving a country that is clearly our enemy. And we need to recognize this. If you agree with me, go and subscribe to this channel. Go to trishintel.com. Sign up for the newsletter. They're trying very hard to shadow ban me, so please do your part. Tell your friends. Meanwhile, this shadow banning, you know, it's so bad, and I'm getting so sick of it that I might just need to move to Florida, right? Pack your bags. Come on. We got to go to Florida. Florida is actually standing up to this as political leaders around the country grapple with how to handle this ongoing concern about censorship, especially against conservatives. Florida's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, well, he just signed a new law designed to protect conservatives. Watch.
Silicon Valley thinks they know better than you. So their power up to this point has effectively been unchecked. And they have used this power in Silicon Valley to impose their orthodoxies and their ideologies on our public square. This is not how a free society should operate.
Under the new law there in Florida, all, quote, Floridians treated unfairly by platforms will have the right to sue companies that violate this law and win monetary damages. Listen to this. They go on. The Florida Election Commission will also impose fines of $250,000 per day on any social media companies that deplatform any candidate for statewide office and $25,000 per day for deplatforming candidates for non-statewide offices. Again, according to DeSantis' offices, any Floridian can block any candidate they don't want to hear from. And that is the right that belongs to each citizen. It's not for big tech companies to decide. Well said, right? In a free society, we have the right to read and to consume and to listen to and to watch whatever it is that we choose to watch and listen to. They don't have the right to say that you can't. Anyway, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with Florida. I gotta say, I could save a ton of money there on taxes in Florida. So I like Florida. I also like Texas. And I like New Hampshire as well, right? There's a theme here. No income tax. Live free or die country. Don't forget, go and sign up for my newsletter at trishintel.com. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and I'm going to see you right back here tomorrow.